And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who's breaking out her summer dress wear, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope this records.
Me too.
It's a new version of our recording system.
Oh, yeah.
GarageBand. And so I don't know if it's working.
It looks much more
professional.
It does. Than the old version.
It does have a professional look to it. It doesn't have the podcast thing anymore.
And what was that?
I don't know. I wasn't using it. There was something that popped up that said you don't use this for podcasts anymore or something like that. We'll see what happens. Or it couldn't save the vocal thing. None of it really matters to the watchers, but this is for the listeners who I always do the show for,
yes.
Of course. I'm looking at myself here, I feel like my eyes look crossed right now. Do they look real crossed, like in the thing?
I can't even see your pupils.
My eyes
in
at
the,
all?
Okay. Yeah, good. Not your pupils, your
irises. Pupa?
Your pupa.
Oh, I've got the, out on the porch, all the moth pupa.
Ugh.
Gross. We did do some landscaping, or we planned to do some
landscaping.
That's exactly right. We did some planscaping today. Nice word. I like that.
Thank you.
Now, that's something that could make it into the Oxford English Dictionary.
Planscaping?
I think so. Should planscaping be a word? Maybe that is a
poll question?
A poll question. We never do the polls because I always feel bad because I listen to a show that does polls and I feel like we're... Are we stealing it from them? No.
We're no threat to them.
We are no threat to them. That's true. We should just take their whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But planscaping. So we have a gift certificate, and we went to a garden center.
Armstrong Garden Center.
That's right. And today we are sponsored by Armstrong Garden Center. If you want to pay about 20% more than the Home Depot, go to Armstrong Garden Center.
But people know what they're talking about.
That's true. They're very knowledgeable there, actually. No, it is. I say that, but you don't get the same level of help. You don't have the same artistry of different... they have some very nice pottery there. We're not buying any of that stuff, though.
No, God.
We bought... What did we buy? A little plant? Do we have it?
Little plant. It's outside.
It fit perfectly into the cup of your car.
Holder.
And for a brief moment, you, I believe, considered...
Having a plant in my...
A car plant. I think a cactus you'd have to have out here as a car plant.
I'm not going to do that. I need that cup holder space.
Car cactus?
But, well,
what
you know.
What a horrible idea.
A car cactus.
Car cactus. You stop. Oh, what an awful idea, the car cactus.
Well.
Awful idea?
Well,
or great idea?
I don't know if they still have them, but when the redesigned VW Bugs first came out, the Beatles, that was one of the things, is they had like a little bud vase up by the steering wheel.
Right. A lot of people thought that was an ashtray. Burned their cars down.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when cars had ashtrays and cigarette lighters?
Yeah. Remember when planes had ashtrays?
Yeah. Yep.
I remember my first, I think it was when we went to Disneyland when I was maybe we were going to New York. Either way, we were in O'Hare Airport.
O'Hare Port.
Oh, Maul, you're on fire. Unfire.
No. That's
not. Unfire. That's not a combo word, I guess. You just got to say that as it is. But I remember everyone was smoking all around me there. And someone bought a box of those, you know, those turtle candies?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Russell Stover or maybe a Chicago, like, was it Fannie Farmer? Was that a Chicago?
Fannie Mae.
Isn't that the loan company?
It is, but it's also candy.
Cruel. Mm. Cruel that student loans and candy would be put together. Huh? Both offered
not
to children.
I don't think they're student loans. They're housing
Fannie
loans.
Oh, okay. Freddie Mac?
Same thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Learning a lot of stuff. Anyway, someone bought a box of those, and then it came with a little like bronze turtle, and they gave that to me.
Oh.
Like it came with the box of them, and I remember getting that. I have no idea what
someone
that is.
You knew got these.
No. We were at the airport, and someone had bought them, and they bought the candies, and maybe they offered one, and I didn't have the candy, but they gave me the.
That was nice.
The thing I'd love for that to turn up somewhere.
Yeah.
In like you know, in the attic or whatever. I'd like to find that.
Okay.
I don't usually collect little brass instruments or brass animals. Like we have friends who do, and he's given us some. Matt Craig.
Mm-hmm.
If you know him, you know he loves
collects
figurines.
Things. Yeah.
And if you don't know him,
he
you
loves
still
figurines.
Know that about him.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been. Well, go ahead.
No, I don't. Yeah, nothing.
Do we still? We should visit the brackets.
Yeah, I.
One of the most busting brackets of all time.
I deleted my CBS Sports app.
Couldn't even look at it.
I didn't want to look at it, and I was done. I was done.
So you knew your max points because you had reached it.
Yep. Yeah. And, yeah, I had no teams left to win after Kansas. After
yeah.
Kansas lost. So
that was it.
That was it.
You turned it in.
Yeah.
You're not going to win any of those. I'm not going to win either, although I do have North Carolina in a
yeah.
bracket that I did. A couple, actually, but one that really matters. And even if they win, I think fourth or fifth is the best I can finish.
Mm. Yeah.
So... What are you going to
do? Who cares anymore? And that's
yeah.
the thing is now I don't care.
And that is and now we're at the other end of it.
Yep.
If you need to go back and look a few episodes ago at the joy Molly had for doing this, you will see just a real sports buzz a little bit.
I did. Because
there's kind of that gambling
yeah.
buzz.
Yeah.
But now what you see is the end of it. Where you're not in it anymore, you're out of money,
yeah.
you're getting back on that plane, out of Vegas, there's a slot machine, you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's how you feel right now.
Yeah.
I still got a couple bucks left.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Thanks. Thanks.
Have you seen, maybe we've talked about this, speaking of Vegas.
Go ahead.
This new ad campaign, I think it's specifically for the Stratosphere, but
it's
like, why is Vegas for beautiful people?
Yep. They have a fat dude and then an attractive woman.
Yeah.
But her
hair
is
She's
odd.
Attractive, but like it actually spoke to me because I'm like, that's how I would dress.
Right.
She's got a gray cardigan. And I swear
yes.
I have the exact same cardigan from Old Navy buttoned, like the top button is buttoned. I was like, that seems about right.
I feel like they gave her that haircut.
No, she probably had it, but they gave her the hairstyle.
Style, yeah.
She probably wears it in a more fun way.
Yes.
Typically.
Yeah,
anyway, woman who's in that Vegas commercial, contact us if you're listening.
Oh,
Let
yeah.
Let us know about your hair.
Or watching. But I mean, what I'm trying to say is like for her, like they artificially.
Of course.
You know, they took an attractive woman and
sure.
marginally made her look like quirky.
I think what they were doing with the guy was
the
like...
The guy is stone cold ugly. No, he's fine. He's in a couple other commercials, that guy, actually.
No, I think
so
what they tried
him.
To do with the guy, because the whole thing is like, when did six packs
yeah, right.
become more important than drinking a six pack? So they're going for the... Like,
alcoholic.
Right.
Fat
and
alcoholic.
And for the woman, I think actually it's very smart, because I think women get like intimidated by the idea of
yes.
Vegas now, because it's like... But and it's funny because the reality of Vegas is fat and
dumping shorts and families and foreigners.
Yeah. And
garbage.
No, but that's
oh,
good.
Yeah. Garbage.
Like, that's what I want
good
to
good garbage.
If I'm going to Vegas, is that I can wear my Old Navy cardigan.
Yes.
And be accepted.
Vegas is dumpster diving for America.
Wow.
And you might just find a nugget of gold in that dumpster.
Hmm.
You might just find syphilis.
What are you doing to the dumpster?
What kind of dumpster is this? It's, yeah, I'm not going to say what
okay.
dumpster it is. oh, that was, that was fun. You know what's the problem with this?
We had fun just then. Yeah.
I know how many beats we're into, but I don't know how long we've gone at all.
Oh, God.
It's just measures. Like, I don't know if that can be changed.
What is this? This
Time.
Can't be
there
right.
We go. No, it's fine. Oh,
okay.
God. I thought we'd been going for about 45 minutes. Hey, we got a heart. All right. Somebody's out there.
But no one's watching,
no.
But we got a heart.
We got one from Facebook itself. They're like, wow.
Sorry, guys.
Nobody ever goes this long by themselves. You really have nothing better to do.
It was from Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, so I'm pretty sure it's Smuckerberg from the Smuckers family.
Oh.
It's not. So,
okay.
This
so
is
that
one
was
of those
about
gaps.
The brackets.
We did our bracket stuff. Other sports stuff. Really not too much. Baseball is going to be starting this weekend, I think.
Yep.
My birthday's coming up.
Friday is Joe's birthday.
On Facebook, it's going to tell you that anyway. So I don't feel like I'm spoiling anything.
This is for the listeners.
It sure is. So this is for the listeners. So
and not everyone who likes our page is friends with you, so they may not know.
What? I would think that
Facebook friends.
For the most part, they
all right.
They are. Maybe not. If you're a rando, let us know. Let us know if you're a rando. If you're listening and you don't know us at all, I'd be interested to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop. Will you stop banging on the back of my chair?
I'm sending you messages in Morse code. Mm. You're not picking them up?
No.
I'm trying to do the dialogue for both of us, and you're supposed to pick up the things. I'm giving you the lines.
Okay.
You know, radio shows do that sometimes. The producer kind of has a line to the guys, and he'll give them good lines.
Yeah, but not through that method.
No, rarely
like
do they use the chair tapping Morse code. I don't even know Morse code, except SOS.
Yeah.
Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it dash, 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 dot, 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 dash, dash, dash? Doesn't matter, because you can just do them back and forth.
It's the dot, 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 dash, dash, dot, dot, dot.
It's three of each.
Can I tell?
I don't think anyone's ever been like, OSO! 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 What's it mean? OSO!
Can I tell you?
Keep saying OSO!
Can I tell you a story? When I worked
that's a good bit. I hope somebody's never done that before.
OSO.
OSO!
I guess it's nothing.
They keep saying...
that must
OSO,
mean
that doesn't mean anything.
That's great.
In a terrible Morse code overlook, OSO means everything's great.
Yes. Oh, sure, over here.
I have two stories. I have to decide on one.
Tell them both, because I have no stories.
One's very short, is that my...
Tell the first one. Tell the short one first.
I briefly tried to learn Morse code when I was a kid. With a flashlight and my next
yes.
door neighbor.
Oh my God.
It didn't. It was.
Your neighbor didn't know?
No.
They called
I
the
didn't.
Police?
No. Oh no, we were friends.
Oh.
So we're trying to communicate to each other.
And you didn't pick it up?
We just sort of gave up. I mean, I could just open the window and talk.
Oh yeah. You were too close. If you guys had been further away.
Well, if she was in her house, she was further. It was not a good connection. It was destined to fail. I want to tell a story about when I was...
was a short story.
We were talking about dots and dashes.
It's more like a fact. Yes.
When I worked at Columbia College in Chicago...
Shout out to Columbia College.
The
co-sponsor
there was
an
interim head of the department where I worked who had a... I guess it's a Midwest accent.
Oh, sure.
And whenever he said dash, he said dash.
Dash. That's a real, like, Cicero. Dash.
And all of our course numbers were 22, which was the art and design department. So 22 dash, and then four numbers, and then dash, which was the section number.
Uh huh.
And so one day he was on his phone in the office next to mine, reading off for like the course catalog or something, just reading off course number after course number. So
sure.
I just kept hearing 22 dash 1601 dash 02. 22-1602-02.
Isn't dash like a name for ISIS or something? Isn't that what they call it? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Dash.
Dash.
Dash. Wow. Yeah.
So whenever I say the word dash, I think of dash.
Dash. I should have, when I did the announcing for the Joliet Jackhammers, when I was the PA announcer, I should have done it in like
dash.
A Joliet.
Oh, yeah.
Now coming to the plate day.
Dash.
Darren. I called Darren Kopasz once, and he sent word up to the booth that if I called him that again, he was going to rip my head off. And this guy comes up to bat to the SpongeBob SquarePants song.
Oh,
but me calling him Dancing Darren Kopasz is breaking the rules. Darren Kopasz, if you're listening, good to hear from you, man.
How's it going?
Yeah,
are you
amazing.
A banker now?
I'm pretty sure he's not a ball player.
Right, that was my that was my joke.
Oh,
I skipped a step in getting to my joke.
You can't do that.
No.
Anybody knows in good comedy you have to hit all the steps a couple times.
Yeah.
For me,
I think going back to the Morse code thing with my neighbor.
Had we left it?
I think that was.
Do you think they're sending smoke signals? By the way, from over there.
The dry cleaners.
Oh.
Steam signals.
Never mind.
It doesn't matter.
No, back to the neighbor.
I think it was my dad's idea for us to communicate with Morse code because I feel like that was a very, like, I grew up in the 50s and this is what we did type of thing.
Yes.
The
same way you've tried to get Valerie to use the ham radio that you used so often when you were a kid.
Right. Yeah.
Ham radios are supposed to be pretty interesting. You can talk to people from all over the universe.
Not interested.
Oh, all right.
I don't like talking to people I know.
I think we're broadcast on ham radio.
Ooh.
Exclusively.
Does ham start for something? Stand for something?
It starts like hamburger starts with ham.
Okay.
Does it stand for? Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay.
H-A-M.
Ah, okay.
Radio.
Got it.
We saw on one of those nature things, what was it, a leopard killing a wild pig?
Yeah.
Talk about ham. And it was awful. But then I thought, we've had suckling pig before.
Yeah. So we were watching Planet Earth 2. I think maybe we've talked about this. It's pretty brutal.
Especially to the youngins.
I have a specific problem with that. Now, I eat meat and I don't feel like I'm a hypocrite when I say I don't want to watch
any animal die in a wild situation.
Yeah, like a baby plucked from its mother's arms while it sleeps.
Ah.
You know.
Did that happen?
Well, the pig was asleep. They were all asleep.
Oh, legs. That's where you threw me on. Mother's arms.
Oh, God.
I got hung up on pig arms.
Oh, that's what you were reacting to? Yeah. Some pig with arms?
Wait, the pigs had arms? We're burying the lead here. In South America, pigs have arms.
All right.
All right, sorry.
It's a figure of speech.
Pigs have arms?
No,
that's when
sleeping
pigs fly.
In your mother's arm. Oh. Okay,
you
anyway.
Could replace it, though. You know what? I'll believe it when pigs have arms.
Try it.
Folks, if I could see hashtag pigs have arms out there,
God.
That would be great. I'd know I've made my mark on someone. We have no viewers.
Well, we don't have to talk anymore.
We don't? All right. I think what we've talked about was fine. I wish we had more of a plan of what to talk about.
Well, I mean, we're in between tournament weekends.
True.
Baseball's about to start. You know, it's the same as ever. Like, it's just we're just in the middle of stuff.
I remember something interesting.
Oh, okay.
Without getting into too many details, I had a fun argument with my dad today on the phone. And both my father and I think I've said this before, and I think you've witnessed this. I think we have a pretty good ability, at least compared to the general population, to get into a screaming battle with someone and then a few minutes later act as if it had never happened.
Yeah.
Not always.
There's things that are good about that, and there's things
that
are bad about that.
Sure, because the other person may not be ready for that kind of interaction.
Right.
I understand that. But both he and I are like that.
Yeah.
So if it
That's
happens
good.
Between the two
yeah.
of us. So we had, you know, one of our like philosophical kind of like Aristotle and Socrates, if they had both had frontal lobotomies and were speaking in English. But I was yelling at him at one
yes.
point pretty loudly.
Yep.
Do you remember any of the things I yelled?
No, not specifically, because I was also trying to have a phone call in a neighboring room.
And you hike up down the hall just screaming while on the phone, and you had to close the door.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun,
I mean, there were some F-bombs. You said
yes.
something about him thinking he's the Pope.
Yes, I said, you think you're the fucking Pope.
You told him this was tough love.
Yes, and this is being yelled out. Like
all
I realize
windows
all
are
our windows
open.
Are open, and I'm screaming this. You think you're the fucking Pope.
He's screaming it to the point that, like, I heard it first from the window in the bedroom.
So out one window
like,
and in another,
I
you
thought
were
he was outside.
Oh, man. And my mother was at the same time simultaneously texting my brother, reporting back to him what was going on. So good.
Mm.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be able to monetize how effed
how
up
angry
my,
you are.
My family is. No. The angriness, but that went away because I just
yell at people.
But the yelling was for the point of the argument. Afterwards, I just feel kind of like I still think he's wrong, but I'm not mad at him really.
Okay.
I can think you're wrong and not be mad at you.
I understand.
You, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So for you watchers, I mean, you're not there right now, but if you're watching later, which would be now for you, thanks for doing so. For you listeners, hopefully this will record on this new system.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says it will. This could be another lost episode. But for you folks, thanks for listening. And for each of you, you can watch us on Facebook on the Sports Widow. And you can listen to us on iTunes. I think it's on Google Plus, too, if it's easier for you to do that. I got to figure out how to do that.
Just Google Sports Widow podcast, and you'll have a couple of options come up.
I think so. And I got to figure out how to get it out to more places. But we're coming to the end of the month, so I have to do something to change the show. I don't know what that will be yet. It won't
Find
be canceling it altogether. But yeah, next week we'll know what that is. And also, please follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Are any of those more important than the other ones?
I don't know.
At this point, when you're dealing with the numbers we're dealing with, they're all the same. Try to do all
they're
of them
all unimportant.
Yeah. All right. So, listeners, as always, you get to leave first.
Bye.
Bye.